It's time to stop the property search and crack the deal. I'm Luke Moroney.
And I'm Mark Navin, and we're the team from Search Party Property.
We see a lot of people get education, attend seminars, but never buy an investment property. We would like to help you on how to invest in property like the pros by stopping the search and cracking the deal. This is the second podcast in a 10-part series on how to invest in property like the pros. Our first action was to review the current situation. And now the second topic in this series is goal setting and assessment. You might be asking, how do I do this? Well, let's look at three key points to consider. Firstly, you really want to ask yourself, what are you looking for in life? What are you really passionate about? And then I guess on the back of that, how do you fund it? And thinking about if you have a strong motivation to do this, you're more likely to achieve what you're setting out to do. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. We hear a lot of people talking about what's your why. It's probably a bit of a buzzword at the moment. What's your why? And it's a really good thing to think about, because it's that thing that brings you back when times start to get a little bit tough or things get a little bit harder, when the motivation or momentum is gone. If you think about that why, it's your single driving force, basically, to get motivated again.
I think one of the key things that, or one example that people use when it comes to having a goal in place, is to look in property to replace their income.
That's right. I mean, that's a lot of people's goal, and that's the name of the goal. But then if you bring that back to the reason why you want to do that, why do you want to replace, so that's the why again, why do you want to replace your income? And for a lot of people, that's it's different reasons. So it might be they don't want to work anymore, because it's not so much they don't want to work anymore, it's because they want to do something else. Or they want to spend more time with their family, or they want to have a secure future for their family. Or they want to, for some people, it's they want that other income so they can maybe focus on, I know some people, they can focus on charity work and giving back to the community. So there's a lot of different reasons anyway for each individual.
Let's move on to the second point, would be to look at that goal that you have, or that purpose, or that why, like Mark says, and reverse engineer it. Work from that goal backwards with that endpoint in mind. So, you know, that what would you relate that to? You know, some of the things or steps of reverse engineering.
Look, again, you set that goal for yourself, and then it's only ever going to be a goal or a dream, and not actually happen unless you actually start to think about how you're going to get there. What steps do you need to take? What do you need to do to actually make it happen? If you don't do that, and it's not just with property, it's with anything. If you don't do that, it's not going to happen. It's just going to be a dream.
And it could be as simple as, you know, thinking about in 5 years' time that you want to, you know, buy 10 investment properties. And it could be a point in time where you actually think about, well, how do I get there in 5 years' time? How many do I have to buy in that fifth year? How many do I have to buy in that fourth, the third, the second, and the first year? So that's what we talk about in terms of reverse engineering it. Work with the end goal in mind and work backwards.
Yeah, that's right. And then I guess that probably leads you on to the next point that we're going to make, which is, I'm taking over your points here.
Point number three, Mark.
Point number three, what is your daily actions? And getting started on those. So actually making sure that you work out what you need to do each day and doing something every single day. So what might that be, Luke?
It's, you know, making phone calls and calling the team of experts that you have around you. Tap into their experience, chase them up on what's going on within their, how they're helping you. So it might be, you know, as example of a mortgage broker chasing up a pre-approval on the loan, or getting the documentation ready. So holding yourself to account each and every day, and then holding your team members to account each and every day as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head. It's those little phone calls. It might be that first step. So for someone who, let's just make up an example here, someone who is looking to start their very first property or actually buy their next property, it'll all start with that very first phone call to somebody, and whether that's a, like you said, a broker or an accountant or an advisor, just to see and assess their current financial position, which sort of we were talking about last week. So it's that first phone call.
Yeah, the first phone call. And then continue those daily actions, like you mentioned, Mark, in terms of don't just stop at that first phone call. Just keep those phone calls going. Keep the conversations going. Make sure you're fulfilling all those requirements that the team members are requesting from you, because the quicker you can action things, the quicker you can get that property, the quicker you can start building on that portfolio and making things work. So just to recap those key points when it comes to goal setting and assessment of those goals is to, one, work on your passions. Secondly, work backwards from your end goal. And then thirdly, take those daily actions. So hopefully that helps you in the process of getting started in property investing in order to stop the search and crack the deal. Now, Mark's going to discuss the property deal of the week. What do you got for us this week, Mark?
Property deal of the week. So this particular property is a two-bedroom townhouse. And what I really like about this townhouse is the return that it can give us. So we can get 8.8%. So we can pick it up for 160s. And it's currently being rented for $280 a week. And I think one of the really important things to look at when we're looking at townhouses is to really have a look at the body corporate and see what's going on there. And also, of course, how much that is. In this particular case, it's quite a reasonable body corporate for the area, for Queensland. It's $1,300 a year, which is quite reasonable. The complex is a gated complex as well. So it's quite a good location, quite good complex itself. And like I said, quite good return. So it's a great little property for someone to put in their back pocket from the return point of view.
Fantastic.
And not a bad price.
Yeah. I mean,
at 165.
I guess what's the focus on this particular property, Mark, would you say, for, you know, clients? And what kind of client would it typically suit?
It's a cash flow deal, and it would probably suit someone who's starting to build their portfolio. So whether that's their first property or a couple of properties in, it's a good little starting property. Very little maintenance or involvement in that property is required on an ongoing basis. So yeah.
And the type of investor would probably suit. You would suggest, you know, a type of, you know, would you say it's more like your experienced investor or, you know, someone just starting out getting
someone starting out, yeah, whether it's their first property or, you know, second or third or something like that, but just looking to start their portfolio, I think one would suit.
It could even set someone up for if they have a property that has a large parcel of land that is maybe slightly negative in terms of cash flow. This could be a good way to have a second property to balance things out, where it's a little bit higher in cash flow as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Good point.
The yield on this particular property?
8.8%
yield. So gross yield on the property being around that $160,000 mark, getting $280 a week rent. Yep. So gives you 8.8% gross yield.
Yeah. And I guess one other thing to sort of think about as well is, for 160s, thinking about a developer building that, to actually buy land and then develop a product with the construction costs and the council costs, literally could not buy the land and build a complex and sell them for 160. It's less than you can build it for.
Wow, so that's really good to note as well. So hopefully that gives you a bit of an idea about some of the investment opportunities that we're looking for clients, and hopefully that allows you to stop the search and crack the deal, get started, take some action, and hopefully we can help you when it comes to your property investment journey.